Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In late spring, across Alaska, millions of ducks and geese are nesting. Many ducks, like the familiar mallard, nest on the ground, often in the reeds and grass near the edges of sloughs, lakes, and marshes. Some ducks, however, nest in cavities in trees. A wood duck will squeeze through a hole just 3 inches wide to get inside a cavity. These cavity-nesting ducks are quick to use nest boxes when available and use their own soft down feathers as beds for their eggs.
When these baby ducks hatch, they spend just a day or two in the nest cavity. When it's time to leave, the mother duck sits at the bottom of the tree and calls to her ducklings. They use sharp little claws on their feet to climb to the edge of the hole, and then, at their mother's urging, they leap. The hatchlings flutter their little wings as they fall, and although they may be as high as 60 feet from the ground, like a falling ping-pong ball, they don't land with much impact. The mother gathers her downy ducklings together and leads them to water. They don't return to the nest.
Baby ducks are far more functional than newly hatched songbirds. Ducks are precocial. They can swim, walk, and feed themselves almost immediately, as opposed to the altricial young of many birds, which often require intense parental care for weeks after hatching. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.